Just one more note on Aninus. We had mentioned a discussion as to whether an Onen on Shabbos should perhaps daven Marv after Plag, Kriya Shema, Havdalah, as Rav Avadia seems to think. We quoted the Yair Rebbe and the Pesach Tshuvos, who says that it only makes sense to have to daven early if you're going to be barchiyev later, but just like there's no tashlumin for later, if you're not a barchiyev at that time, there's no tashlumin for kilu for earlier either. The Mishnah Brura quotes in the Taz in Siman Ayin Aleph. I don't remember if we mentioned this last time, but the Mishnah Brura quotes in the Taz that compromise maybe that for Kriya Shema, you should say Kriya Shema because that's the potential daraisa earlier, but not for tefillah. So Rabbi Willig, when he was an Onain in such a situation, not remembering what the positive, but he thought that made sense to say Kriya Shema Ben Hashmashos before Seis, which according to the Gaonim time is already Zman Kriya Shema. It's not the time for Tesa Shabbos by our calculation. So then you're potentially Marviyach the Derais of Kriya Shema during that window. That's basically the Mishnah Berurah quotes from the Taz. Okay, so let's talk today about Kriya Simin Shin Mem. And we're not going to cover all the details, but we'll try to talk about some of the highlights. And then probably next time move on to the bread and butter of the Avela Siman. So the Gemara tells us on Daf Kaf Dalid Amud Aleph in Moed Katan that an Avel Shelo Pira below Pireim is Chayim Misa based on the pasuk in Parsha Shmini Rashechem Al Tifro Videchem Al Sifromu by Aaron Abanov when they experienced Aninus. The pasuk says, you should not let your hair grow long. You should not rip your garments. So says the Gemara, it sounds like that was a specific instruction to Aaron Ubanav. But in general, if an Avel isn't Poreya or Pireim, if he doesn't let his hair grow long / cut his hair, if he doesn't rip his clothing, then Chayiv Misa says, Tosfos Kaftalu and Aleph, Dibra Maskal Ha'acher Shalapara, that's only Nasmachta. Says here, Chayiv Misa, it's not listed anywhere else in any known list of Chayiv Misa. So it must be, this is only Nasmachta, and Chayiv Misa, Tosfos doesn't say this outright, but Chayiv Misa must be somewhat lav dafka. The Ramban in the Torah Adam says the same thing in Salim Nesmachta. Chayim Misa means overall the Rechachamim. You're not Chayim Misa for the particular infraction of not ripping your clothing. You're Chayim Misa for the general infraction of violating a Derabbanan, but at the end of the day, it's only Derabbanan, and the Pasuk is in Nesmachta Bam. The Ramban writes that Al Torah as well, there in Parshas Shmini, he doesn't in the Perish Al-Tar have that line explaining what Chayiv Misa means, but that's the same position as what the Ramban writes in the Torah Adam, that it's only Enes Machta Ba'alma. Kesem Misha thinks that's Das HaRabim as well, Perechess Halacha Aleph in Hilchas Avel. Perechess Halacha Aleph. The Evan Ezel in Perak Aleph B'S Mikta Shalach Ches, Perak Aleph B'S Mikta Shalach Ches, just raises the following problem that Kes Mishnah Suvin V'Das Aram Hilchas Avel that the Chi appears only in Din Derabana. However, in B'S Mikdash, the Rambam writes, Perek Aleph, Halacha Ches and Bias Mikdash, Kohen Shagadol Sa'aro Asilo Likanis Menezbech Lufneim. So if a Kohen lets his hair grow too long, then he's not allowed to enter the Azara. Vimnichnas v'ava chayim isa v'dei shamayim. Kishikr shava shenemar v'yayin lo yishtu kol kohen v'rasham lo yigalechu ufer lo yishalechu ma'asha v'yayin v'misa af megiduli para v'misa. Says Yevon Ezel, David Kesem Isha Tmuim, Kevin Sharamu Kasav Khan, Shenemar Uvig Dechem Lo Sifromu, in the context of Bias Mikdash. And Parakei Bias Mikdash, Shochiach Bidin Priya, the Hainu Tisbores, Midasifro Shechem Al Tifro. And the Rambam holds available here in Rishon Daraisa. So the Rambam holds available here in Rishon Daraisa. And Tisporis is one of the Nihuge Avelus. So Tisporis is Daraisa Biyom Rishon. And this is the same pasuk that's the source both for Tisporis and for Kriya. But Shechem al Tifro v'dechem lo Sifromu, they go hand in hand. So how can you split and say that Tisporis is one of the Nihugi Avelos Yom Rishon is Daraisa, but Kriya is only Derabana? That's not Takashita's Arayvid. The Rush in the end of Katan Simul Gimel quotes such a Shita's Arayvid that just like Tisporis is Daraisa, so too Kriya is Daraisa. Because they go hand in hand, they're both derived from the same pasuk. Be that as it may, we assume, like the Rov Rishon, whether or not it's Shitas Rambam, that the Chiyuv is only the Rabbanan, Kras Machlav Alma. That's what the Shach writes in Sifkatan Beis. That's what the Taz writes in Sifkatan Yud Zayin. Aruch HaShulchan just notes that even if it's the case that the formal Chiyuv Kriya is only Din the Rabbanan, but there are common Kamos in Tanakh where it's clear that Kriya is a expression of Avelus from David HaMelech, from Eov, from Chizkia, from Yirmiyah. There are multiple instances in Tanakh where Avelus is reflected through the action of Kriya. What's behind the Chi of Kriya? In the Divrei Sofrim, Sifkatan Gimbal, he quotes three approaches in Achronim. He quotes the Meshuvas Halachos Katanos, that the rationale behind Kriya is to help be Masiach Das from the intense emotion that the Avil is experiencing, that we're worried that maybe he's going to act irrationally or do something, or go too far in his expression of Avelus. So therefore, we channel that emotion into the act of Kriya so that he's shifting his focus from the intense Avelus to the act of Kriya, to be ma'aved mamono, or to focus on that, and that distracts or creates a little bit of a hesach das from the intense emotion. That's what he quotes from Metshuvas Halachos Katanos. He quotes from Metshuvas Beis Yehuda in the opposite direction, that it's to enhance his bechi and sar. That's a way of expressing the to be ma'orer, the appropriate emotion for an avil of bechi v'tzar. And he quotes from a Shulchan Gavoa that it's in order to express and reflect a certain agmas nefesh that should be experienced by people that see the avil. If the avil's wearing begadim and kruim, so that creates a connection, an emotional connection that other people have to him, to see him in such a state and to have their own expression of agmas nefesh at the loss that the avel is experiencing. If you look in the Birkei Yosef on the side of Shulchan Aruch at the beginning of Simon Shemem, Birkei Yosef writes, Minaga olam levarech ala kriya dina emes b'shem umalchus. Minaga olam is to recite the Rafa dina emes b'shem umalchus al hakriya. Shatam yishum maiditinan al shmuos raos to say dina emes, so that's dina de Gemara, that you're supposed to recite Dayan Emes in conjunction with a Petira. Tanan Amru L'meis Avim Mevarech Dayan Emes. V'keven Shetiknu L'varech Alamisa Asmechua HaBracha Zu Alakriya. Since you have to say Dayan Emes anyway in connection to the Petira, Asmechu to the Kriya. So says the Birkei Yosef. What does that mean? What's this connection, or what's this asmachu on the kriya? The Divrei Sofrim, Sifkat and Gimli, quotes from the Knesset HaGadola, Safek, it is the point that this is a bracha solely on the Ptira, and for whatever reason we'll talk about, we decided that the optimal time to recite the bracha is some of the kriya, or is it a bracha on the kriya? Because you have to recite, it is true that you have to recite the bracha in conjunction with the ptira, but the institution of reciting in connection to the kriya creates a, it's really a bracha on the kriya. Nafkamina, if you already recited Dayana Emes B'Shas Yisliyas Neshama, would you recite it again? Is it independently a bracha on the kriya above and beyond the fact that it's a bracha on the Petira, or is it solely bracha on the Petira, Vasmuchu a Kriya? That's the suffix that the Knesset Gdola raises with that Nafkamina. Rav Avadya writes, page Reish Kaf Gemel, it's Pashut, that the bracha is only on the Petira, not on the Kriya, Asmuchu on the Kriya, but the bracha is only on the Petira, and therefore if you recited the bracha already, Vishasasi is Neshama, then you don't recite it again, Mishas Kriya. And that's what we assume, Le Halacha, that you wouldn't say it twice. So why isn't there a bracha on Kriya per se, if it's a mitzvah derabanan? We do recite brachas on mitzvahs derabanan. So the Divrei Sofrim quotes in the Avud Raham that you don't recite a bracha on something that involves kilkol. So that's why there's no bracha on Kriya. Ramosha writes, Chelik Aleph Yeridei Simen Reish Tesvav, Chelik Aleph Simen Reish Tesvav, that you don't recite a bracha on a mitzvah of Puranus. But either way, so what the Birkei Yosef writes is correct, La Halacha, that generally speaking, the Rafa Dynamis is recited in conjunction with the Kriya, despite the Ikar Adin, we'll talk about this a little bit later, I think, that Ikar Adin, maybe the optimal time for Dayan Emes, B'Shas Yisiyas Neshama, if you're there, B'Shas Yisiyas Neshama. So we'll talk about if you should still do that. But what the Birkei Yosef quotes is the general practice to be Masmech the Bracha Dayan Emes to the Kriya.
And not say before.
And not to say before. So definitely, if you're not there, B'Shas Yisiyas Neshama, you wouldn't say B'Shas Shmiya, you'd only say B'Shas Kriya. If you are the B'Shas Yisiyas Neshama, so we'll get back to that in a few minutes. Okay. Then there's another comment to the Birkei Yosef that the Piskei Tshuva quotes in Sifkat and Aleph, if you take a look at the Piskei Tshuva. Talk to Birkei Yosef, Kol Kriya Tov Shetia Aide Acher, Din Misbayish Mimenu. So it's preferable that the kriya should be done by someone else, that you were embarrassed to have that person tear your clothing. Vika agvas nevish tvei. Sha'akar kriya ksusa. Bushosei. The makabu love. Dino Yisbarach. So the optimal form of Kriya is that someone else perform the Kriya on your behalf. That's what the Divrei Sofim quotes from the Ephraim Zalman Margolia, so that's the minhag. That the minhag is one, someone else starts the rip, starts the tear, and the avel continues by tearing at least a tefach, which is the shear for Kriya. So that's common practice, that the member of the Chaver Kedisha will start the tear for the avel, and the avel will continue to rip at least a tefach on his own. The Divrei Sofim quotes that already, you see that in the Maril, in Hilchos Machos. Maril Hilchos Machos, Os Kaf Beis. So they write there that when the Maril's Rebbetzin passed away, Natal Harav Sakin, the Chasach Lamala called the God of Shelbino, Milvadok Sonis. So the Maril took a knife, and he started, or he tore, the begadim of his son, that was how they did Kriya. The Amar Elah, Shehula Asma, Yikra, Kol Echad, the Yadav, Akeneged Libo. And he said to his son that the son should continue to tear at Keneged Libo. So the Maril started the tearing, and the son, the Avel for his father, the Maril Rebbetzin, continued the Kriya himself. There's a beautiful sefer on Hilchos Kriya, if you call a sefer on Avelis beautiful, a Kuntres sefer written by Reb Sraya Dublitsky, Zuchano Vracha, passed away a couple years ago, Gaon in Bnei Brak, Goli Benistar. So he has a Kuntres called Zichron Bitzalel on Yane Kriya, and Yane Avelis on Yerushalayim. So he just points out that this comment of the Birkei Yosef that the Pirkei Teshuva quotes doesn't appear, there's no real Zeker for it in the Gemara, it doesn't appear in Rishonim with one exception we'll get to in a moment. To have someone else tear for you and then continue, he says that you don't find in Rishonim. And therefore, even if there is such a minhag, but you have to be makbid that the Avel should himself at least tear a Kriya himself, even if someone else starts it. So someone else can start. The Yavon needs to tear at least a Tefach on his own and make sure that the person that starts a tear doesn't tear a Tefach himself. He does quote a Lashon of Me'iri, Me'iri on Kaf Amid Beis and Moikaton. The Kriya Eina Mitsuya Le'asos Ayideh Shaliach. So it's not Mitsuya to do the Kriya Yidei Shliach, Afal Pisha Yotzei Dechov V'kach, even though you're Yotzei B'di'evet. So that Iri sounds like you dafka shouldn't L'chachila have someone else do the tear for you. Even according to that Iri, presumably if someone else starts the tear and you do a shear, then that could still be that L'chachila. But Zichron Mitzalel just points out that's the only indication one way or another we've shown him about such a practice or such a possibility of having someone else start the tear, but l'maisa, that is general minhag olam to have someone else start the tear and then the avil tears the shear on his own. Okay. The Gemara in Kaf Amud Beis on Kaf Aleph Amud Aleph tells us that Kriya has to be performed while standing, based on Sukkim and Eov. And Rov Rishonim seems to assume that that is Likuva. That's what the Mechaber writes in Sif Aleph. Chayv l'kor alav etzarech sheyikra mu'umad v'mkar miyushav lo yatsa. The Rama has in the parenthetical letters of the Rama etzarech l'atsav l'krova, that not only is it a din l'chachila, but it's even Likuva that Kriya must be performed while standing. And the Divrei Sofim quotes from the Shulchan Gavoa that the Rama isn't coming to be cholik, he's coming to the Faresh, that's what the Makabra means. And the Makabra says, in front of you, shalia, so that means you have to do it again. That's self-understood. The Rush does quote Ashita Saraivid, the Rush in Sivim Mem Dalid, that Kriya Me'umed is only L'chachila, that Vidi Eved, it wouldn't It's not ma'akev. And Sraya Dublitsky quotes the Shilta Gibarim, understood the Rift that way as well. But the Ramban argues, the Ramban assumes that's Likuva. The Ramban beginning of Parakhes, Ein Kriya Ela Mu'umad, sounds like it's Likuva. And that's the Psak of the Mechaber, that it's Likuva. What happens if someone is unable to stand? Someone can't stand physically? So the Divrei Sofrim in Sivkat and Vav quotes from Mayor Braunsdorfer, Pnei Bosem Chelik Beis Sim and Kuf Beis, that then there's no Chiyuv Kriya at all. That's no different than someone who doesn't have clothing that he owns that's subject to Kriya. He's Mufka from the Mitzvah because he can't do it. So if Kriya Me'umad is Likuva, you can't stand, so there's no Mrs. Kriya. It's like you don't own a shirt. And the Badr Shulchan isn't sure about that. The Badr Shulchan thinks at least there is a minority position we've shown him that is not Ma'akev, so at least he should tear Kriya to at least be Marviach, though she doesn't shown him that Amida is not Li'ikuva. And that's what Rabbi Karp paskins as well, page Mem Zayin, that in such a situation, if an Avil can't stand, he should tear Kriya sitting, at least you're Marviach, the minority opinion. And he says more. He says, when it comes to Kriya, there are two elements of Kriya. There's a Chiv Kriya, but there's also that the Avil has to wear a Beged Karua. So he has to wear Begad and Kruin. So even if you'll argue that you're not Mekayim, then this is Kriya, but you still have to wear a Beged Karua during Shiva. So that was the only element. In theory, you could have someone else rip before you, just wear Beged Karua. But he says, that's also a consideration here. So even if you're not Mekayim, Mrs. Kriya at all, you should still tear Kriya, because then you'll end up with the Begad and Kruim that you have to wear anyway during the week of Shiva. The Mechaber writes in Sif Hey, Ha'omi b'shas yitzias neshama shel ish o isha miyisrael chayiv l'kroa. So there is a Chiyuv Kriya for someone that is present b'shas yitzias neshama based on Gemara Andav Kafei. Afilim l'fam v'masav e'la t'yavan o sheminiach l'asas mitzvah b'shvel torach. So even if he's not the biggest tzaddik in history, he may have slipped up every now and then, but fundamentally, a observant Jew passes away, anyone who observes b'shas yitzias neshama needs to tear kriya. Nothing to do with krovim, nothing to do with avelus. Anyone present at the yitzias neshama of an upstanding Jewish citizen is chayiv in kriya. Says the Ramah in Sif Beis, Kishakorin al shar mesim she'ena mis'abel maleim. I'm sorry. V'yesh omrim. I'm sorry. I'm getting ahead of myself. But the Mechaber there writes in Sif Beis. We'll come back to this. The Mechaber writes, Makom kriya b'chol makom b'beis hatzaver lefanav. So the place to perform kriya is, for now, we'll just translate beis hatzaver as the front of the garment. But if you tear on the back or on the sides or on the bottom, you're not Yosei. The Ramah says, V'yesh omrim she'yosim k'rei b'shulei beged v'chei nogu l'hakil akro b'shulei beged. K'shekorin al shar mesim she'enim mis'avim aleyem aval mesim she'en krovim mis'avim aleyem enu yosef v'piyu zuv v'sarach l'kro b'es v'sar v'chei nogu. So the Ramah says that there is a difference in terms of the Malkum HaKriya between some of that you're m'chuyev alts avelus in Kriya for Karov, and Stam, the kind of scenario where you're present B'shas Yitzias Neshama. So even though for an Avel, tearing Kriya for one of his Krovim that he's Miss Abalon, so there the Kriya has to be evenly Kuva, the Beis HaSavra, and the front of the Beged. When it comes to Kriya for someone else, the Kriya of Sifei, of Om B'shas Yitzias Neshama, so then we're Mekel, it doesn't have to be in the front of the Beged, it could be on the side, it could be on the bottom. We relax the standards of the Makom HaKriya. Excuse me, based on a smack. Rabbi Carr points out, page Lamed Daled, that the Rishonim that indicate when it comes to Kriya for other people, non-Krovim, so not only could we relax the standards of the Malkama Kriya, but you could relax the standards of the Shir HaKriya as well. Lashon HaMe'iri, for example, on Daf Kafei Med Aleph Dir Maskul Kriya, Avol Kriya Sh'al Adam Kasher, O Sh'al Kol Adam, Im Amad Al-Gabav B'Shas Yitzias Neshama, Yerali Sh'kevin Sh'hitzer Panam Min Amita, Rashi Lachoso. So number one, as opposed to an Avel who's not allowed to sew up the Kra until after his period of availus is over, for Avrimo forever. If you're tearing Kriya because you're there, you see a Neshama for a nice Jew, so then you can sew it back up right away. The Shir Kriya Shal Adam Kasher, O Shal Kol Adam, Im Omid Sham Bishas to see a Neshama, Yesh Omer Shiva Tefach, Yesh Omer Shidina B'mashahu, V'cheiniker. So the Meiri thinks, Halacha L'maisa, that the Kriya for an Adam Kasher, non Karov, is B'mashahu. So Yesh Noagin Lakro, Kisha Onim, Yesias Neshama, Shal Kol Adam, Mashahu, B'shul Bigdayim. So double Kula, even if you're going to tear Kriya, B'shas Yesias Neshama for Adam Kasher, it doesn't have to be in front of you, in front of the garment, it could be on the bottom. And it could only be, need only be a Shir Mashu. So Rabbi Carr points out, the Kisra Shachnar quotes this Lehalacha, that if you're going to tear Kriya B'shas Yesias Neshama, you can make them on the Shir and make them on the Makom HaKriya. However, the later Achronim point out that common practice now is that we don't tear Kriya B'shas Yesias Neshama for an Adam Kasher, for a regular Jew, because we're worried that if we're going to insist on people tearing Kriya, then there'll be a reluctance to be present B'shas and Siyas and Shabbat. If someone's going to lose their shirt, they're going to try to get out of tending to the needs of the goseis, of the person that's about to pass away, and that wouldn't be good. So Dibre Sofim quotes that in Sivkat and Kavtas from Achronim, and that's generally common practice, that we don't tear Kriya even if we are present B'shas Yitzias Neshama. Yeah.
Is that like a Yerida Sadoros thing that really originally people would not have refrained from being there because of that, but now people would, or?
Or that people always did and we...
Yes, anyone changed.
So, two things. Maybe, yeah, maybe people weren't in that mindset in the past, or there are more people now that have more access to being Rabbi Shas and Neshama. If you told a medical professional they have to tear Kriya every time that they're there Rabbi Shas and Neshama, so working in a hospital, that happens. Even that, could be that there's more exposure. I don't know. Maybe a combination. But that's the generally accepted practice, that some of you have no shaykhus, you just happen to be there. B'shas Yesias Neshama, there's no, we're not going to create even the Iris Kriya of Amashu. Rabbi Karp thinks that it is Dina de Gemara, it's hard to just ignore it. So at least you should tear Kriya of a Masha. But common practice is that we don't tear Kriya B'shas Yesias Neshama, even in Kriya of a Masha. And even someone who's chayev to be Kareya anyway, I mean, even if a Karev is there B'shas Yesias Neshama, common practice is that you still only tear Kriya later on at the Levaya, at the Spadim, and not B'shas Yesias Neshama. It's not clear when that minhag started. I mean, there are two things. Number one, the cheshbon of the achrona that we quoted a minute ago, that we're not going to say you tear kriya for an adam kasher because you're going to be reluctant to be the b'shas and sees the shama. So that's by an adam kasher that you have no relationship with, that you're not a karv, you're not going to be mesabala. But you have to tear kriya anyway, so we would have assumed that if you have to tear kriya anyway, the optimal time to tear kriya is b'shas and sees the shama, if you're there b'shas and sees the shama. But the minag apparently is not the way. Rav Schechter thinks that you should tear b'shas and sees neshama, and Avil should tear b'shas and sees neshama if you're there b'shas and sees neshama, because that's male for an adam kasher. You're not related to. You're not going to tear fine, but you have to tear kriya anyway. So that's the optimal time to do it. But I think the minag is not that way. Then you do it before the Esbedim. That's common practice.
At the
Esbedim, like where the Birkei Yosef said that the minig is to say Dayana Emes ala Kriya b'shevi Malchus. So the common practice is you do the Kriya before the Esbedim. When my mother's mother passed away, Allah Shalom. My mother, Allah Shalom, was an only child. She predeceased my grandmother. So my grandmother passed away. There was no one, there were no living Krovim to say Shiva, so I was the closest relative. So I was here b'shas Asiyas Neshama. I thought there was appropriate to tear Kriya b'shas Asiyas Neshama because it wasn't Mataris Avel where there's a minute of doing it b'shas Esbedim, so that's the Ikra Din, that you tear b'shas Asiyas Neshama.
That's like
Galtu. I'm sorry? Why is that the opposite? B'shas is saying that...
So the
Minigolim is that if you're not an Avel, you don't do it at all. And Minigolim is that if you are an Avel, you do it Samach L'Esbedim. So Rishakta thought, but the Ikra Din is that you should do B'shas Asiyas Neshama. So if you are an Avel, you have to create anyway, might as well do B'shas Asiyas Neshama. So that's the situation when I wasn't an Avel, but I was supposed to sting to an Avel. I thought it was probably some Shatir Kriya, and then Im Kvar, that was the... I wasn't going to do it at this Beidim, so it made sense to do it then. As far as the minug of Hespedim, of Teren Kriya before the Hespedim, so what happens if there are multiple sets of Hespedim? There are Hespedim in America, and then you'll find Teres Israel, and they're going to be Hespedim in Teres Israel. So Rav Schechter thought that you should tear Kriya before the first round of Hespedim, and Rabbi Willi thought you should tear Kriya before the second round of Hespedim. I'm not sure what the cheshbonos are. Okay. But back to that din sif beis that we mentioned a few moments ago in terms of the makom kriya. So that's, the Gemara has in kavav on the beis, that if you're kareya milmata on the bottom of a beged, you're kareya minestadin on the side of a beged, then you're not yosei. The makom kriya has to be the beis atzavar. What does beis atzavar mean? So the way the Beis Yosef explains it, he thinks maybe machlokes Ramban and the Ritz Geis, whether it's dafka, the top of the beged, samach to where the neck is, or whether it's anywhere in the front of the beged. Aruch HaShulchan writes in Sif Dalid that beis atzavar maybe means something else, or the terminology beis atzavar, the way the Aruch HaShulchan presents it, is where you didn't have a button-down shirt, it was a chaluk, where there's a hole for the head, and then it just goes down like a shirt over the head. So then beis atzavar is the area by the neck. But if you have a shirt with an opening in the front, so maybe that avenue would be beis atzavar is the whole front of it. Either way, what emerges halacha l'maisa is that beis atzavar means the front of a beged, lav dafka at the at the neck area. So that's the correct place for kriya on the front of the baggage. We'll talk about exactly where in a moment. The Piskei Shuvos of Katan Beis quotes from a Radvaz. In Karla Rocha the Beggar Yatsa, Mimnesha A Nira Shakara, Elishinir Shinir Kamiyatma. That the Kriya has to be La'orach, meaning top down, but if you're going to make an incision, you're going to rip it sideways, so then that doesn't look like it's Betorah's Kriya. That looks more like it just ripped away on its own. Ravadia is not sure if the Ravaz actually says it. The Ravaz we're talking about is Chela Gimel Simen Taf Kufsamach or Taf Taf Kufsadi, depending on the edition. Taf Kufsamach or Taf Taf Kufsadi. So you can take a look and see see if you think he says it. Rashi Dabliski points out that the Teimanim, the meaning of the Teimanim was dafka to tear sideways and not down. So he says, if the Teimanim did it, obviously it's an old minog because the Teimanim didn't innovate anything recently. So he says it's not against any Gemaras, so it can't be that it's that bad. And the Divrei Sofim points out in Sukkotin Yiralev that even if sideways is a problem, that a diagonal should definitely be okay. But anyway, common practice is... like the Ravaz, not the Ravaz, the Piskei Shuvos quotes that the way you tear is straight down. The Mechad writes in Sif Gimel, as we alluded to before, Shir Kriya Tefach. Alav V'ima Afilu Akhriz, Shir Kriya Tefach. Im Karal Mei Sabal Hosebo Sekriya Mei Sacher. So if you already tore this garment, you want to add for another mace. Imach zayin zayin v'kolshim. Imutok zayin saratefach. Halal v'imo. Afilo ach zayin kore ad shiagale es liba. So that's more than a tefach. The Shach quotes in Sivkot and Yutes. There the Mechaber writes in Siftes, Al kol ha-meisim karei alav tefach v'begad ha-elyon v'dayo, al av v'imo karei ha-kol begadav. So when it comes to shar meisim, all you need to tear is one garment, the outer garment. And av v'imo, you tear all your garments, even if you're wearing 10 garments, ajig megad ha-liba. Says the Shach, Kasim Arshal, the Nehigendal, Ave Eim, the Kar Mitzah Smol, Akol Sharkov, and Gom Banav Acha Mitzah Yamin. So, another difference between Ave Eim and Sharkovim, Sharkovim you rip on the right side, and Ave Eim is on the left side, which is connected to Lev, which corresponds to the din of Ajigal Asliba. Take a look at Zivkov Aleph. Kara Lames, Lames Acher Kozayin, Karea Kara Acher. So if you tour for one mace and then someone else passes away within Shiva, you can rip again the same garment. Lacher Zayin, most of all Karabisham Koshu. After Shiva, you can just add to the original rip. Mace Lames Shlishi, Acher Zayin Shosheni, most of all Koshu. Then you have to be marked gimel esbos before you tear a new kriya. So what's that din? So you can extend, the din is that the kriya of the fun of can only go out tiburo, can't go any lower than that. Fine. So you, if you tore one tefach, you could continue to tear in the same line another tefach. But once you reach the bottom point where you can tear kriya, and you want to continue tearing on the same garment, you have to be marked with gimel as both to start a new kriya. So Rav Shechter thinks that this din of gimel as both, that you can't, in order for the kriya to count, it has to be gimel as both away from the previous kriya. That also applies to any other existing hole. It's not a din in kriya per se. It has to be three tefachim away, three esvos away from any existing rip. So if you have a button-down shirt, so the opening of the button-down shirt is considered an opening, and therefore, to tear kriya, you'd have to be marfik, gimel esvos, from the opening of the button-down shirt. So then, according to Rav Shechter, you couldn't tear right over here, because that's within gimel esvos. You'd have to be marfik a little bit more, to you have a shear, to you have a shear of gimel as both. And Rabbi Willa disagrees based on the following. The Divrei Sofrim quotes that this din of gimel as both is only where you did a kriya. So you did a halachically mandated and valid kriya. So if you're going to tear another rip within gimel esbos of the first rip, so some of that's migareya from the first rip, somehow that diminishes from the impact of that first kriya. But if the first kriya was shalokadin, so then there's no din of gimel esbos. So Rabbi Willard said, who adin, if the first, the bandan shirt, it's not a kriya at all. So there's no, it's not a din that you have to be marked with gimel as well as from any opening, any hole, any rip. It's you have to be marked with gimel as well as from a halachically valid kriya. So that wouldn't apply to the opening from the bandan shirt. Okay. The Gemara has on the afkot beis of the beis that afark susa Eina makaves es akriya. How are we doing with this? Afarksusa Eina makaves es akriya. Says Rashi, about 10 lines down the short lines, Afikar Susa, Shal Rosho, Eina Makaves, Kolomer, Eino Tzarech Lakor. Eina Makaves means that you're not Mechuyev in Kriya. What is Afikar Susa? Rashi says, it's Al Rosho. So according to Rashi, it sounds like some kind of turban, some kind of head covering. So that head covering doesn't require kriya. But Rashi, by the way, argues in Rashi on the Eino Tzarech and the Eino Makaves. So Rashi thinks that, quotes from the Ravid, Eino Makaves means it's not ma'akev, but the Chachili you still need to be kareya. That's against Rashi, against the Ramban. It's not what we use on Lalacha. It's we use on Lalacha like Rashi and the Ramban, the Sun Shulchan Aruch. Whatever after karsuso is, it does not require kriya even lechafil. So Rashi says, after karsuso is some kind of head covering, some kind of turban. The Aruch says it's a undergarment, or levush tachtom. And Rambam, Perichas, halacha gimel, says that it's a beged zeya, a garment that gets sweaty. And there may be overlap between a beged tachton and a beged zeya, but not every beged tachton is necessarily a beged zeya by definition. What do we assume lahalacha? The Mechaber writes in Sif Yud, Afar ksuso ein osarach lekro. Yesh mefarshim shehu beged azeya hadavik lebsara. So that's an undergarment, a garment that gets sweaty, a beged azeya that clings to the flesh, to your skin. Yesh mefarshim tahaynu beged alyon shekorin kapa. That's a smag, that it's some kind of a outer coat. Upasha, that's the fourth possibility. Upasha da minag, shelo lekroa hakapa al shomes, afilu al aviv imo, lekroa al aviv imo gamachola shakarin kamiza. So minag is never to rip the coat, the outer coat, even Avi Imo. But for Avi Imo, the chaluk, the shirt, that's called a kamiza, they would rip. Hagav, Medinas Elu, Ein Noeg in Kain, Al Ein Karna Chaluk Shel Tishan Shubeged Azeya, Velo Hasar Vala Elya. So it sounds like this kamiza was some kind of undergarment, undershirt, something that was under the outer beged, under the regular shirt. The Rama says, our minig is not to tear that either. So you don't tear the undershirt. In karna chalo shalpiz and shubeged azeya, v'lo asar v'lo elyon, and you don't tear the outer coat, the outer layer. Avashar v'gadav karei above imo uvashar mesa mamal v'she'el yon tachas asarfa. So shar mesa didn't only tear the outer garment, so the outer garment doesn't include the coat, so it's whatever your normal outermost garment is, let's call that a shirt. And above imo, you also don't tear the coat, you don't tear the undershirt, but you tear any other layer in between. Says the Taz Sifkat and Hay. The Haina Begat Elyon Shekar and Kappa. Hatam Bezeh. Bishay Mismag. She'enu El Itznias. So, why is it that this Begat Kappa, this coat, isn't subject to Kriya, even of the Imo, even though the din is that you tear every garment Ashigalas Libo? Because it's not really a garment worn for a function. It's only Litznius. Kain Pasavik Smag, Sheim Karin and Glima, Halyona, Shagarin Grink. The Zevatam Shakasarama, Sheino again Likroa, Sarvala Elyot, Solomar, Mashakarin Blorak. These are all kinds of outer garments, coats, jackets. It was said for Masas Binyamin Kasav Sharak Sarakriyam in a din, Shumal Bishgamor. Lavarama can lift or Elamab Shakarin Shulmantel. Shubegat Sharosha Makav Adam Savib Savaro, Vimishtal Shalamanta Shalchabok Sasakain in the Krakow, Vitznias Vibesak Nesses. So it's some kind of robe that went over the clothing that chashu of people in Krakow would wear litznias in shul. Lo hevish amray ledvarav. Why should it be that a rock, an outer coat, requires kriya? Hein tuim o beinai. De b'shul mantel ein holchem lebesak varas. That's not something you wear to the kvura. So it's not shy to talk about that in terms of kriya. Ve'ef yermaz lav ramad ma she'enem b'nimsa. Yosem mantel lechvo v'hidr. It's a special garment you wear when you go to shul. You don't wear it to the base of varas. So they're not talking about practically what garments would a person be wearing when he would potentially tear Kriya? So it can't be that's the only thing that the Rambam excludes from Kriya. So anything that you don't wear when you're home, you only wear outside with snias, because it's pasnish to walk outside without your jacket, coat, robe. So that doesn't require kriya. Only thing that requires kriya are things that you wear at home. Very gamma rock ain rock ain of them globes of the beso. That's what he concludes. Al Kenya and East IT bar last four lines. Divri Amab is Sarvala Elya the Hainu Rock Shalanu, the Ainsu you can Kriya. Dashu Mabish Khasha become rock and live Khashiva Stalin Mills Alamashu Lavish Tommy Ken. The Tasa's bottom line. What emerges and all the dust settles in the Ramah, all these types of garments, we don't know what they are anyway. We don't know exactly, or at least terminology we're not familiar with. But at the end of the day, the only criterion for the Taz Ramah, is this something that you generally wear at home? So something that you wear in the house as part of your normal attire, as long as it's not a Begad Zeah, is subject to Kriya. Anything that you don't normally wear around the house, even if you wear it outside, jacket, coat, anything of the sort, is not mechuyev in Kriya. And the Shach disagrees with Nekuda Sakastev. Tama Masas Binyamin, Gloka Shemidi. Rea Masas Binyamin, Kasar Sham, Shekhen Ra Ra Bosav Nogin. The time of Mavur, the Dafka, Shul Mantel, Shein Aholik Boel Litznias. I feel kishuras or leilach b'shuk la'askav ol beis chaver in a love shirak shol beis kineses lo shemishim sneis for kavod Hashem. Emkein lo'avi malbush the veg hiagav the ma'ariy as good as smak. Aval barok shalov shol kishu holik b'shuk. Mishal b'shuk b'lo rok in ailo. Ukeachem in a pusim yichashvu. Avi malbush. According to the Shach, no, it's not dependent on what you wear at home. It's what you wear when you walk outside. If it's something that you only wear when you go to shul, the chavils, tefares, special garment for shul, so that's not part of your regular repertoire of clothing, that's not something subject to Kriya. But anything that no self-respecting person will walk outside without wearing, even if you don't wear it at home, so that is subject to Kriya. So Rabbi Willi thinks that mitzvah you don't have so much these days. That the Nishaholik Bashuk below Rak Kanailo, that most people nowadays at some point would walk outside without wearing a jacket. It's not like in the 1940s or even 50s where no self-respecting American would go to a baseball game without a hat and jacket. So that's not our society anymore. And most people would walk outside without a jacket. And therefore, Mikra Din, a jacket wouldn't be chayiv in Kriya. And Rabbi Karp says, what do you mean? No self-respecting Haredi Jew would ever walk outside without wearing a jacket. So then a jacket should be chayiv in Kriya, Mikra Hadin. According to the Shach. Chachmas Adam sides with the Taz. That is all dependent on what you wear at home, not what you wear outside.
According to the Taz, then everybody's jackets.
Any jacket, even self-respecting Haredi would take off his jacket at home. Right. According to the Shach, Rabbi Karp would say, that's a mikra din. So Rabbi Willi thinks that halacha l'maisa mikra din, suit jacket is parter from Kriya. However, the Shach writes in Simen Tuf Beis, Sif Katan Gimel, Tuf Beis, Sif Katan Gimel, that when it comes to Aviv V'imo, a person has a right to be noe milsa yeserasa. So even though the Mechaber writes over there, this is in the din of Shmur Rechoka, that for Shar Krovim, if you hear a Shmur Rechoka, meaning you find out that a relative died post 30 days from the Petira, then you're not Mechuyiv in Kriya. As opposed to Av V'imo, where whenever you hear a Petira Av V'imo, even after 30 days, you're Mechuyiv in Kriya. The Ramah adds, the Mogam She'en Lo L'Kroa, Asir L'Hachmer L'Asir L'Kroa, where you're not allowed to hear Kriya, it can't be Machmer, it's Baltashkas. Says the Shachs of Kadim Gimel, except for Av V'imo or Adam Gadol, because there, if you want to do Milsa, you say Rasa L'Chvodo, Mutter. So there is a notion of milsa yiserasa when it comes to kriya of vimo. Generally speaking, to tear kriya rinam uchleiv is baltashkis and usir. So it's a chumra ha'asili day immediate gula. But the Shach says al avimo, there's a notion of milsa yiserasa that it's appropriate or it's acceptable to do something extra in the realm of kriya al aviv vimo. So that's what Rabbi Willie thinks, that Me'ikra then, even according to the Shach, a jacket is a Mechuyiv in Kriya. But when it comes to Avimo, then it's appropriate, or it's acceptable, Alt Milsi Yisiras of Avimo, to tear Kriya on a jacket. If you tear Kriya on the jacket, he says it only needs to be on the lapel. But that's only B'Torah's Milsi Yisirasa, not Me'ikra then. Divrei Sofrim thinks that the minhag is to tear kriya on a jacket mikradin, like the Shach, and assuming that that's the type of beggar that's g'nai to walk outside without it. And Rav Shechter also observed that he thinks that's the minhag olam, even if mikradin is not necessary, meaning even for a shark woven, even if it's mikradin not necessary. What about a sweater? Rabbi Karp writes, page Simon Gimel, that most poskim assume that a sweater is like the kind of outer garment that's not litznias or only litznias and not part of your normal clothing and therefore not subject to kriya. And he writes that that's what Rav Yashiv told him, that you don't have to tear kriya on a sweater. And he says that's common practice except for, he says, the Prush of Yerushalayim tear kriya on a sweater. And Rabbi Felder writes in the Sadeh Sachos to tear kriya on a sweater. Talas Katan, the Minagol is not to, there's a Chuvas on its sieve that talks about it. There is the Svara not to tear kriya on a talis katan is that that's not, it's only the mitzvah, it's not a baggad that you wear the Torah's baggad. The Svara otherwise is you're not b'chuyav nikra din to wear a talis katan. So maybe it does have a Torah's baggad. Minhag olam is not to tear kriya on a talis katan. The Mechaber writes as if you dalid. I'll call a mason rasa kareya biyad rasa kareya bikli. I'll avivimo biyad. So avivimo kri has to be biyad. So Divrei Sofrim points out, Sifkan Sadidal, the minhag olam is that even Av V'imo, we mentioned earlier that the Chevra Kedisha starts to tear, and then the Avel continues tearing a tapak on his own. So minhag olam is that you can start the tear with a knife, with the sakin, And this din that of imo should be b'yad and not b'kli, that's only for the sheer kriya. But you can start the kriya with the sakin, you just have to tear the sheer tefach b'yad. There's another reference here, just go back to Sif Hei in the Ramah, which comes up in a few places in Hilchos Avelos. That is in the context of tearing Kriya B'Shas Nesias Neshama for an Adam Kasher. The Ramah says, Aval Ragil Asa Saveira Emes Avelin Alav. Someone is Ragil Asa Saveira, there's no Avelos. Shach Afla Tayavan and Karin Emes Avelin Alav. The Kol Shekein Al Murmala Avos Vodazara. Ish Omer Shem Murmala Genera Gidei Akum Emes Avelin Alav. V'chein Murmur Katan Shehimer Mavavi Imo Davi Karnus. Yesh Omerim Emes Avelin. So there's no avelus for a poresh midarkei hatzibur. This is in the context of kriya, but relevant for avelus as well. Take a look in Simin Shin Mem Hei, where the Mechaber writes in Sif Hei, this is a brisa in Maseches Machos. So someone is in this category of porig ol mitzvos, not observant, mumer, moser, no aninos, no avelos, and you should throw a party when they're done. Says Ramah, haporish ben tzibur v'loras alas esiman b'masim arnonios b'zavim lav. He just doesn't want to pay his taxes, so that then there's still avelos. I will ain shar b'nei ir tzvichim liptom lachlan fine. So this din that we have both in Shin Mem in the context of Kriya, Shin Mem Hei in the context of Aninus, that there's no Avelus and Aninus, that there's no Avelus for someone who is Porik Ol HaMitzvos, etc. So that is true on a Me'ikar Din level. In the Emes Yaakov and Shulchan Aruch, which is a collection of Yaakov Kamenetsky's Psakim, they quote from him that someone who's begeder tinok chenishpo is raised in a non from home didn't know any better. So maybe for such a person there is a velus. Karb quotes from Avol Yashiv as follows. So he writes, Misha in a Shomer Torah mitzvos klal oshum bumer l'chal Shabbos before Hesya. This is Perikud Aleph Sif Yudalid Midina Emes Avulav. So someone is mechal Shabbos, no avelus. Mikol makom nogu bismanenu l'sabel koshelo parak me'alav ola mitzvos agamri kigon shaholik b'yam in the realm of Beis HaKnesses. So he says, minhag is nowadays that if someone hasn't totally abandoned everything, someone at least is a three-day-a-year Jew, at least goes to Shul Yom HaNoraim, so then the minhag is still to be noga veilus. Avol impark me olav legamri, kol tzel shel mitzvah ve'eino mamon klal b'ashras ha'nefesh, v'kol shekein b'mumer l'hachis, aser l'savol olav. He writes in the footnote, nearly in Yisdaiti, Hayo, Misha Eino Holoch B'Yom Kippur in the Beis HaKnesses. Someone doesn't go to Shul in Yom Kippur. V'Eino Tzam Yom Kippur, doesn't fast in Yom Kippur. This is in Eretz Yisrael, where even among the Chilini population, the percentage of Jews that fast in Yom Kippur is sky high. Chashuv Sheparak Ol Mitzvos Lagamri. V'kofer gomerhu. So the minimum that a person needs to do to not be considered a poreg all the mitzvahs entirely is to go to shul and fast in Yom Kippur. Otherwise, it's a kofer. Kol shekein hasmolanim also lahachis. And kol shekein, the lefties that do things lahachis. Ubizmanenu and Sena Rabbi Manose Goya Masi Harbe Yosef Misha Eno Holoch Yom Kippur and Lebes HaKnesses. Does that mean there are more people that intermarry than don't go to shul in Yom Kippur? So what it means to say is that that's a more egregious demonstration of being poreik ol mitzvahs legamri. Chen shemati from Rav Eliashiv. But he says, even a situation like that, where you're going to be doing a velus for someone who is non-observant, but not a total poreik ol mitzvahs legamri, that's not the ikar din requirement. That's only lechumra. What does that mean? It's only lechumra. So take a look at the Ramah in the end of Shin Ayin Vav.
The first one was ready.
Sorry?
The first
is Shin Mem He. Well, the first was in Shin Mem Sif He, and then Shin Mem He Sif He. And now we're going to Shin Ayin Vav. I'm sorry, not Shin Ayin Vav. Shin Ayin Dalid. Shin Ayin Dalid Siv Vav. So there the Ramah writes in the end of Siv Vav, Misha rosa lahathmer al-asma lis'abel al-misha enu sarach o-lilbo shchorim al-provo ein mocha miyad. If someone wants to be Noah Gavelos voluntarily for somebody he's not mechuyif to be Noah Gavelos for, ein mocha miyad. He's allowed to express a voluntary avela. Says Rabbi Kiveger, "Hain b'dav rishus, chalitzas min alam kadom. We want to take off your shoes, fine. Avolol about to be the Torah, olam Noah ona miishta v'lel tefila. So if you want to express a voluntary avela, so you can do that lechumra, but not lekula. Meaning you can't be about to talmud Torah for that. You can't be knowing a voluntary aninus and not recite brachos to do mitzvos, and you can't even about to chivona." So where there's a voluntary avelus, that's only luchumra. So that's relevant in this case. Someone who's not observant, even if we'll argue that he's not a porik ol legamri luchumra, that's only luchumra, not mikradin. That's what Rabbi Willick says also. Halacha l'maisa, if someone is not observant, mikradin, there's no chiv avelus. Yiwanu, it might be appropriate to be noag avelus. It might be the right thing to do, but the mindset is that's only b'toras chumra, not mikradin, and therefore only lechumra and not lekula. That's relevant, one second, that's relevant, this issue of voluntary avelus. Let's say you have an adopted child, so mikradin, there's no chiv avelus for the adopted parent, or you have a ger, and the ger wants to voluntarily be noeg avelus for their non-Jewish parent. So that's what the postman says. Reb Shechter says, the Mishnah Sagiri talks about this, that that's okay, lechumra, not lekula. If you want to be knowing a voluntary avelus in that situation for a non-Jewish parent, for an adoptive parent, that might be, that's okay, but you're not mechuyev. So the same thing here. Someone who meikar din, there's no chiyuv avelus because he's a poreg ol, even or he's mechal Shabbos, for hesia, even if he goes to shul in Yom Kippur, so that's only b'toras chumra. And not mikradin. Yeah, Yehuda.
Willig would say that about someone who's not from, or someone like, I mean, what's the standard he's going
to? They would say that about someone who's not from. Yeah. That the starting point is mikradin is no chiv avelus. You want to be no avelus, maybe you should be no avelus, but the starting point is that there's no chiv.
But they're not being like aninos or anything like that.
Right. Now again, if even in that case, there's no chiv, so we'll say we're not going to be no aninos as such. If you're the one who's the metabolist, so while you're being metabolist, So at the very least, that's an osek b'mitzvah. You shouldn't get distracted from that. But the whole lo plug of aninos of never saying brachos b'mitzvahs, that wouldn't apply. Yeah.
What about ma'abed atzmon das?
Right. So that's the other application here. Halacha l'maisa. In just about every situation of ma'abed atzmon das, some ikra did. So that's shin mem hei. We saw the end of shin mem hei. The beginning of shin mem hei is ma'abed atzmon das. Emes askin imo chodav. Emes avon lav. Emes pidin aso. So halacha l'maisa, in just about every situation, we usually assume that ma'abed atzmon l'das, who's suffering some kind of psychological, mental issue, isn't fully in control of what he did. So Nick or did maybe doesn't have. I'm sorry.
It's a misnomer. No,
so
that.
Right, so then, so maybe it's not a Mikra Adin, Ma'abed Atzmon L'das, and maybe they're, so it's definitely the case that a real halakhic Ma'abed Atzmon L'das is no Avelis, but you can be no Avelis voluntarily. It's arguable, according to Poskim, that in most situations, someone who commits suicide, Rahman L'Islam, if there's a history aware of, maybe even not aware of, then maybe that's not really considered L'das. And maybe there could be a Avelis even Mikra Adin, depending on the situation. Okay, we'll stop here for today. Is Evan around Sunday? No.
Could you listen,